absolutely fabulous diagnosis that her heart is in pristine condition, she has no blockages, and that she's healed. And I can just tell you that when you learn how to pray and when you learn to tell the devil where to go, sit back and have faith. Don't let the worry come upon you, because when you have the faith, you can sit back and you can smile because you see God moving.
Woo!
In everything.
And then you are truly prosperous and you will have success.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you stood on the word of God. Megan Kramer, we love you with all our hearts, and we will have you back on the show very soon. And thank you for the split time with Cindy today. We appreciate that. And just know that you are blessed and you are a blessing to all of us. And we love you very much. And so your final thought, you've got 20 seconds for a final thought.
Well, I can just tell you that you need to love one thing with all of your heart, and that's your Creator.
Praise God. And that sums it up, doesn't it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Praise God. All right. God bless you. Thank you, Megan. And it's time for Station ID right now.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. We are back. Second hour of Living the Good Life. That hour just flew by, Pastor Jim.
Yes,
it just
did.
Cindy Henderson from Idaho, also a Beaconite, one of our... used to be right here in our ministry here locally, is now in Idaho. She'll be joining us in just a moment to join the show. And Pastor Jim, I tell you, that was a crazy afternoon here, right here, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great.
Crazy first hour.
Oh, no, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking before we did the break that that Matthew West song is so good. And some people say, well, yeah, I can say those words. And again, it gets back. God keeps bringing us back to, you're not going to know what words to say unless you're in the word. You know,
exactly.
Because,
yes.
Because, you know, you're saying, you know, I'm a child of the King. I've been redeemed, all this.
Right.
And unless you know the word, you're not going to know.
Right.
You're not going to know what to say.
Yeah. And if
you meditate on it and you know it's backed up by God himself.
Right.
And God reminded me of this. When Moses was in the wilderness and he brought forth the book of the law,
right,
the Ten Commandments, he sprinkled it with blood.
Yes.
And this word has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And that's its authority, because Woo! Jesus died, rose again, took the keys of death and hell away from the devil.
You preach it.
And he dethroned the devil. He took all his teeth out.
That's exactly right.
All he can do is roar. He can't really bite. But he defeated
exactly
the hosts of hell.
He did.
And he put all his authority in his name and his word and his blood.
Yes.
And they're so intertwined. I mean,
they are.
You really need all three.
Yes.
Because then you can say, I'm a child of the King. Mm-hmm. I'm not a pauper. I'm no longer ashamed. I've been redeemed. My sins are gone. I don't have to be ashamed. You know, whatever the issue is, there's a remedy for it in the Word of God.
There is. Praise God for that, right? Praise God. Cindy Henderson, welcome to the show, Living the Good Life, in our second hour right here on Tantalk Network. com. We're glad you are with us, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So, so Cindy, you've been listening, I imagine, right?
I was not able to. I had other engagements.
Okay, that's fine. So this second hour, what we're talking about, we're still in Joshua 1. We're talking about being strong and courageous. We've been talking about the power of the Word of God in our lives. We've been talking about what success really is, and that is being the thing that gives God the most pleasure. When we are fulfilling our destiny, when we are walking on the path that God has for us, when we are learning to use our tools, the name of Jesus that PJ just mentioned, that the blood of Jesus, we're in the Word. There's no substitute for all of that. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's the word is our armor, and the yep. name, the name and blood of Jesus are part of our weapon. You have to, as you said, you have to combine them. Any one of them's powerful.
Right.
But together.
Yeah.
My goodness.
My goodness. My goodness. All right. Before we get into a more of a discussion now with Cindy and Pastor Jim, we just want to remind you that we have a prayer line that Megan's mother, Betty Thomas, up in Michigan, Pastor Jim right here, my associate pastor, and Shell, who's a part of our ministry, they will pick up any prayer requests that come in on the line of prayers at bohmglobal.com, and they'll put them out. PJ, just give a quick little synopsis of why people would want to use our prayer line.
Because prayer works.
That's pretty good.
How's that for simple and short?
That's really good.
It does. And we believe that. I mean, if you were listening in the first hour, to our listening audience, you heard what happened with Betty.
Yes.
This week she had a scare that she had a heart attack. And so Megan said they were all praying as they took her to the hospital, praying and declaring as they went to the hospital. I know Shell sent out a prayer request, followed up a little bit later, praise God, by a praise report,
sure.
which, by the way, I kept.
Yes.
Because it wasn't a heart attack. I mean,
right.
it was just the devil, you know.
And she's had a lot of heart issues and a triple bypass in, 3 years
right.
ago. So,
and, it was the devil. But he was defeated.
Right.
And that mm-hmm. we believe that. I mean, we believe that prayer works.
Absolutely.
God will move in your life. So no matter what it is, large or small.
Yes.
God will move in your life. And we are more than happy to send your prayer request out along with a prayer that we put together to all of our prayer team members. And we'll pray. We will pray for you. We will expect God to move in your life. The only thing that I ask, like I just mentioned, is I save any praise reports that we get back. So, when God does answer your prayer, we'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. We've been seeing so many tremendous answers to prayer. And you mentioned the Word of God, which we've really been talking about in the first hour. And the blood of Jesus, okay, without the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross and then the resurrection, we really have no hope, but because of all that. And you mentioned the name of Jesus, which I'm going to play a song here about that in just a moment. But Cindy, warfare, we're in a place as we start this new series, Promised Land, that you can't take ground for God if you don't recognize that there is an enemy that's trying to keep you from taking that ground, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the enemy's sole purpose, is to keep you from taking that ground.
Exactly.
To keep you out of what you've been promised, to keep
right.
you out of your destiny and what you're supposed to do with your life.
Right.
To play your part in the kingdom. And so he will fight tooth and nail. He fights dirty. He will throw anything and everything that he thinks will work at you and in your path. And he starts long, long before you ever get close to the promised land that you're supposed to
yes,
take.
Yes. And this is why so many people don't get into that promised land. They don't walk in the blessings of Almighty God, because they don't realize that you've got to claim those promises for yourself. That somebody mm-hmm. can't do it for you, PJ. It can't be done like that. You do it and you declare it and you use that name and the blood and all of that.
Right. People can certainly pray for you, but there's going to come mm-hmm. a time when you have to do it on your own. I mean, think of it as Christian growth. When you're a baby, your parents naturally have to do everything for you because you just can't do it. But by the time you turn 8 or 9, your parents are telling you it's time for you to learn how to wash the dishes. Can you tell I went through that?
I guess you did. Now we know,
but
Cindy,
I mean,
when he learned to wash the dishes.
As you know, as you grow older, you take on more responsibility
sure.
for yourself. In the natural world, it's
right.
the same thing
yes.
in the spiritual world. why be a baby? Why sit around in diapers when God wants to put his armor on you? It's kind of hard to wear a diaper underneath that armor. So, you know, we have to grow up. And again, it goes back to the word, because the word is our manna. It's our daily bread. It's what we feed on. It's how we grow.
It is, and it's vital. It's absolutely vital to our growth, right?
Yes.
It absolutely is. So the song I told you I was going to play, Lord, I Need You. Who is this one? Chris Tomlin?
Matt Maurer.
Okay.
That's not Lord, I Need
You. No, it's not. Go ahead and talk a second while I see what happened.
That was Paul Baloche. I believe that was the name.
That was the name. Yeah, evidently it was. Okay, go ahead. Say something while I get these straightened out. These days.
Well, we know what's coming up a little bit later will be Paul Baloche.
maybe, maybe not. You never know what God's going to do. That's right. True. Right.
But, you know, getting back to that point, it's we have to continually grow in the Word, in the power of the Spirit. I mean, our relationship with God is living.
Exactly.
And it's not like, I mean, I've heard it explained, we have all the Holy Spirit we're ever going to get, but does he have all of us that he really wants?
Amen.
You know, we need to just keep surrendering more and more. We grow that way, you know, by...
Exactly.
In the Word, we get fed, we grow in our intimacy. That's one of the things I put in my little journal this year is, I want to become more intimate with God.
Amen.
More than I've ever been. I mean, yeah. You know... That's what he wants is, and you know, it's a relationship. It grows.
Yes.
That closeness to God grows. His presence in our life grows.
Grows.
And that's how it should be. And Megan in the last hour talked about, you know, these are perilous times, to quote Paul. And we know that. We know these are perilous times. This is not a time for us to get lazy, to become complacent. I just read in Amos, woe to those who are complacent in Zion. And that could be symbolic of the church. Woe to the people who are complacent.
Right.
Because God says in Zephaniah, and I know I'm preaching again, God says in Zephaniah, he's going to search Jerusalem with lamps and find those people that are just sitting on their lees like old wine that just all settles to the bottom. You know, people that are complacent. God says no. And what did Jesus echoes that in Revelation chapter 3. I wish you were either really on fire for me or just completely dead. I don't want your lukewarmness. It makes me sick. And, you know, God's calling us these days to get on fire.
Yeah,
either,
he is.
Either get with the program.
Be courageous.
Or get off the program.
Be strong. That's what he keeps saying. Mm-hmm. Lord, I need you.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
That song. Lord, we do need you. We're a people that struggle. We're a people that have all kinds of things in our past that we need to deal with, regrets, maybe resentments, bitterness. There are things in our past so many times, Lord, that we need you to show us how to resolve those things. And Lord, as we start this new year, I just pray for our listeners scattered around this globe. You know who they are. We don't, but you know, mighty God, and you know that they need you just as much as Jim and Megan and Cindy and I, Nan, all of us need you. God, we ask that this new year be the year where they find you, maybe today as they are listening to this show live, or maybe later on when they listen. Let your word be so strong. Let them desire to become strong and courageous. Let them desire to have a new year, a better year, a year where they focus on growing in you. Amen. Lord, we pray for our listeners. You know where they are. You know who they are. And we just ask right now that you speak to their hearts and give them a fresh new year, a new desire to be all that they can be for you in this new year. In Jesus' name, we pray. Success, prosperity. God said to Joshua and to Moses a total of 7 times, don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. These are things, I mean, God knows us so well, Cindy. I mean, to call out those two things right there, timidity, discouragement, right? And you know, so often discouragement is what takes us down. We had somebody say recently, even in a service, you know, when you called and left a message a few weeks back, I was just discouraged. Remember that, PJ, this morning? Yeah. I was just discouraged. I was just depressed. And I said, well, all I knew to do, because you didn't return my text, was to pray for you. And that's what we're told to do. Cindy, talk to us about that. The responsibility, and we're going to see this in Joshua chapter 1. Let's go there down to about 12, verse 12. While Cindy, you comment, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh.
Well, with Joshua, you got to remember he just lost his mentor.
Amen. His, right.
The person that he looked up to, the person who was the leader. So he's in a new position. He's just newly minted as the leader of millions of people, and they're facing what in the natural is an insurmountable.
Right.
Task of going in and conquering a land where there are powerful armies, powerful cities, powerful kings, powerful alliances. And, you know, I mean, one of the first things they had to do was cross a river.
Right. Exactly.
So it's he stepped into what he could have very easily felt was a sinking ship. But he was one of the ones that was faithful.
Right.
And was looking back and remembered the stories about the Red Sea parting and, you know, leaving Egypt
Yes.
Triumphantly.
Right.
And the plagues and all the things that God had done. So he was in a position where he could have very, very easily been discouraged.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting this, like, wow, this is overwhelming.
Right, exactly.
And I'm not up to this task.
But you know, here, that, I think that's one reason, Cindy and Pastor Jim, that God said it seven times. I mean, seven mm-hmm. is completion, but it's like he was making a point. And me as a, used to be a high school teacher, and I used to make points, and I find I do that as I'm teaching the word now, don't I, Pastor Jim? I'll go back and I'll make that point over and over again, which I did this morning, and here's one that I made over and over, Cindy. The devil has as much power as you allow him to have. That was mm-hmm. one of the points I made over and over again this morning, right? And that is so very true. And we are commanded, we are told the word of God is going to bring you success and prosperity. You got to get in the word. You got to do it. So we're going to start with verse 10 of Joshua 1. Joshua gave orders to the people's leaders. Go through the camp and give this order to the people. Pack your bags. In 3 days, you will cross this Jordan River to enter and take the land God, your God, is giving you to possess. Now, 3 is the number of what? Resurrection, right? It's the number of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How many days was Jesus in the tomb? 3 days and 3 nights, right? And so God says to Joshua, tell the people they got 3 days to get ready, okay? And so he says, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go across the Jordan. The Jordan River is symbolic of going down. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, right? And it's mm-hmm. symbolic of going down in the old ways of thinking and coming up a new creation as a baptized person. Do you want to comment on that, PJ? Well, I love that.
Well, actually, funny you should say that, because next week that's what I was going to, that and chapter 5.
Oh, really? Then maybe I shouldn't go into this.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, it is symbolic. They crossed the Jordan. That's why I was flipping. I was going to see, they crossed the Jordan, and then all those people that came through,
right,
that were born in the wilderness had never been circumcised. Well,
right.
What an affront to God. That's the sign of the covenant.
Right.
So they had to be circumcised.
Right.
After they crossed the Jordan. And that, again, it's the, and Paul uses that as a symbolic of cutting away of the old life too.
Right.
That's what has to happen is, I mean, oh, praise God, what a process we've got going here. You know, meditate on the word, because that's going to help you to cut off
the old ways.
Because you cannot
conquer,
you cannot take territory if you've got stuff, well, we would call it in terminology now, baggage.
Right.
You know, and okay, but we just got through Christmas. This only takes a sec. We just got through Christmas. One of my favorite movies is the 1950 version of A Christmas Carol. It's called Scrooge with Alastair Sim. My favorite. Love that movie. God showed me a couple of times after watching it again this year that, you know, when Jacob Marley's ghost appeared, he's got all these chains and heavy, all their ledgers hanging on him.
Right, yes.
That's symbolic of the tend to carry.
Yes.
And we can't keep, I mean, what a burden to drag that stuff around.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I know God is opening my eyes this year, because I prayed, I want to know, because I want to cut those chains. I want to get rid of them.
We played Chain Breaker earlier, Cindy.
Yeah, and that's what they had, that's what the Israelites had to do.
Right.
I mean, the Jordan was the boundary for the promised land.
Right.
So they crossed in, and then it's time to renew our covenant.
Right.
And to get rid of the past.
Mm.
And
well, that'll preach. I'm sure it's going to preach next Sunday at Beacon.
Ooh, praise God.
But in order to do this, we come back to these two principles all through here. Be courageous and be strong.
Right.
Okay, even to carry out that edict of circumcising all the males, I mean, you're talking about a huge project, okay? they had to be courageous to say, okay, yeah, all right, me next. And they had to be strong. And the word courageous means in the Hebrew to be on your feet, observant, alert, ready to act, with clear-cut direction. Talk to us, Cindy, before we do this song. And this song is Courageous by Casting Crowns.
Well, I think it's interesting that they know they're going to be going into battle, and the first thing they have to do is wound everybody.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. You know, circumcision is not a, it's not a, oh, it's
it
over,
ain't painless.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, and some of these people were, these are not babies we're talking about. These are
adults.
You know, adults, yeah.
Big difference.
Older people. So, I would imagine some of them were thinking, great.
Right.
He gets us across the river. We're facing this, you know, these mighty foes. And the first thing he does is hamper us.
Right. Good point. But, good point. Pastor Jim, go ahead.
Well, they had to have, Cindy, thank you, because that brought right to my mind. They had to have a lot of faith that God was going to carry them through. Remember back in Genesis, I think it's chapter 35. The Shechemites, the son of the king of Shechem, wanted Dinah, and who was Reuben and Simeon and Levi's and Judah's sister. Well, they said, fine, Levi and Simeon did. You can have her, but all your males must be circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, all your males have to, and all the adults. And they said, hey, it's small price to pay. Little did they know, because when they were still in pain and incapable of doing anything, two men went in and killed Simeon and Levi, went in and murdered, let's call it what it was, it was murder, all the men of that town.
Right.
And I was just thinking, that's a lot of faith, because they were extremely vulnerable, because every male that had been born in the last 40 years was now incapable of war for a few days.
Right.
You know, they had to trust God, because who knows, they could have been ambushed or whatever.
And that goes right along with this whole concept of becoming a courageous warrior, okay? I said this morning, Cindy, one of your favorite authors and mine, Graham Cook, said that real spiritual warriors have courage because they have peace. Listen to this song, Courageous, by Casting Crowns.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
Praise God. We were made to be courageous, dear listeners. We are not to be timid. We're told, don't be timid. Don't be intimidated. Don't get discouraged easily. Rise up and fight this battle, PJ. We are meant to be courageous, just like the children of Israel. We are not meant to be the devil's puppets and be all the time under his thumb.
No, amen. And I love that line in there. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. I mean, to the world, that just looks ridiculous. But we know what that means. We know it means our attitude, our being humble. And, well, you know, that there's that kind of tag in there. You know, seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Being on our knees, praying. With lifted hands, praising, you know, that's how we win back our families, our spouses. Yeah, that song really hit.
Mm-hmm. Because it's too easy to be weak.
Yeah.
Weakness is easy, guys. We can start this new year thinking, have an attitude of, you know, nothing never changes. I'm not even going to do any resolutions. And maybe you shouldn't do any New Year's resolutions. But can you change? Yes, you can. You don't have to be the same person as you were in December a few weeks ago. Last week, whenever that was. I mean, it's time to become courageous and strong. So I'm going to give you those definitions again. Courageous in the Hebrew means to be on your feet, observant, alert, ready to move and act with clear-cut direction. Cindy, talk.
I just keep going back to the how they must have felt.
You can go back to what?
But How Joshua and the Israelites must have felt.
Right.
When they're being told to be strong and courageous.
Exactly.
When they just circumcise their males, all their
right.
males.
Talk about a bad day.
You know, Joshua was the man for this job.
Yes.
He was the one who saw the promised land and said, nope, we can do it.
Right, he sure did.
We can do it. Yeah, they're giants. So what?
Exactly.
Look at those big bunch of grapes, you know.
Right.
it's where the focus was.
Right, it's where the focus was.
And so I think it so relates to our lives because most of us are hobbled with something, you know. Most of us have
interesting word hobbled.
In pain from
right.
Obviously,
something.
Pastor never saw misery.
Yeah, actually, I did. That's an awful movie, Kathy Bates. Yeah, bad movie. No, it's okay. But yes, hobbled. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, and so we're, you know, the direction of be strong and courageous. It fits every single one of our lives because we're all dealing with something that has us in pain, mm-hmm. that has us looking at the situation and going, what? you want me to cross that river and then put myself in more pain? You know, God, this just doesn't seem reasonable.
Oh, yeah, a lot of times we don't think he's reasonable, right?
Right. And yet we have to adopt that Joshua attitude of, nope, I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen the blessing. I remember the deliverances of the past.
Yeah.
And God specifically said, be strong and courageous. He made us promises. Okay, then let's step out and make God live up to his promises.
Amen. Right. Well said, PJ.
Well, yeah, and kind of tagging on to that, Cindy, I'm so glad you brought up, you know, Joshua and Caleb were the only two out of the 12 spies that said, excuse me, we can do this. God said we could, you know, and if he's pleased with us, we can do it. And yet the other one said, and that's why I said it was a matter of perspective. They saw the giants in the land and they said, oh, you know, we were like grasshoppers in their eye. And so we were, you know, it's a matter of perspective, you know. They thought they were like grasshoppers, so yeah, they became fearful like grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet Joshua stood by and Caleb, but Joshua was chosen to lead. He was always there. He's the one that stayed behind in the tent when the presence of God came in and Moses went in the tent to talk with God. Joshua stayed behind. Joshua was one of the ones who held up Moses' arms. And I think that's interesting because you would have thought he would have been fighting the Amalekites, yet he was there holding up Moses' arms, symbolic, of course, of praise, and that's what won the day for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, it must have looked crazy because only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, and perhaps their wives, had maybe, well, anyone who was, well, now well old, they hadn't seen the crossing of the Red Sea. That entire generation from 40 and up had been wiped out. So many of them had not seen the children. None of the children had seen the crossing of the Red Sea. They didn't know God could do it. Well, of course, as we go on, we know he does it here with the Jordan River too. And so, you know, they were, I'm sure, kind of iffy about this. And I know, you know, we were getting into the end of chapter one where Joshua has to remind the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, remember what you promised, what you told Moses, you were going to cross over with us. Don't think you can stay behind in Gilead and rest on your laurels. Y'all promised to do this. And they said, you know, if the Lord's with you, then certainly we will.
That's the exact point I wanted to get to. And that is that so often we get too discouraged, too defeated, too timid before we're actually getting our miracle. You know, we're giving up before we're not defeated. We're just giving up before we see it. Right. And you see this and Moses is saying, oh, I mean, God is saying to Moses and Joshua over and over again, you got to be strong. You got to be courageous. You got to go for it. You got to go for the prize. You know, you can't, you got to be an athlete that runs with all that you have in you. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, and I was going to say, we need to remember too. Okay. Joshua was 40,
right.
Age 40 at the Exodus. So he was
now,
age 80.
80 here.
Now, he lived to be 110.
Yeah.
So the conquest of the Promised Land took about 30 years.
Not only did it take 30 years, but it took a guy leading them that was 80 to 110.
10, right. And, you know, even then, it wasn't completely finished.
That makes me feel better about how old you are, PJ.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And me. And
you.
Me. Yeah.
You know,
seriously, still have a lot of ministry in us. I refuse to, you know, I don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not
heavens
stopping.
No.
But even at the end, you know, Joshua reminds them, you know, not one of God's promises failed.
Right.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one of them.
That'll preach.
And
woo! That'll preach.
He says there's still territory to be taken, but not one of those promises that God gave us has failed.
Right.
It's only when they became complacent.
Right.
And, you know, you read the book of Judges, and it's just, that's a depressing book.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Israel sinned, God judged, he sent a judge, Israel got better, Israel sinned, you know.
Right.
It's such a symbolic pattern of, like, addiction and stuff.
It is, and of human behavior.
Of human behavior. And But here in Joshua, you know, the odds must have seemed pretty insurmountable. Because, I mean, if it was just one city, yeah, okay, that's something.
Right.
But this was a whole land that they had, that God had promised.
That's right.
Promised to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, I'm going to give this land to you. And here the promise is being fulfilled. That, but it still takes faith.
It does.
To step out, literally, to step out and take that ground.
And you know, dear one out there, wherever you are, God has promises for you, okay? He has promises to prosper you, to bless you, to give you a future and hope. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. God has good things in store for you. Do you want those good things, or you want to go back to last year, you know, or the year before? Do you want to step into your new territory, the promised land that God has for you? This serious series is, yeah, it's serious for sure. That's for sure. It's a serious series about moving forward, being a courageous, on your feet, observant, alert, ready to move with clear-cut direction. Comment, Cindy, before we go to this next song.
I don't know why this came to my mind, but the generation that went and conquered the Holy Land, I mean, the Promised Land, had not seen the Red Sea part, had not come out of Egypt, but they'd heard about it, been told about it. The stories were passed down to them, were told over and over again. And I think that's where the Word of God comes in. We can look
good
back
point.
On these same stories.
Yeah.
We also have our own examples of miraculous things that have happened, of deliverances, of healing. And I think sometimes when we get in the heat of battle or we're ready to confront something, we sometimes forget all those things have been done in the past for us, all the times that God has shown up.
Amen. You
know? And I think it's important to remind ourselves regularly of what He has done. And this morning at church, we sang a song, you know, He's moved the mountain and He'll do it again.
Right.
You have to continually be in remembrance of what God has already done for you and then what He has promised He will do for you.
Amen. Pastor Jim.
Well, and remember here later on in Joshua, when they cross the Jordan, God tells Joshua to have them set up 12 memorial stones.
Mm-hmm.
So that when your son asks you, what do these memorial stones mean? You can say it's because God stopped the waters of the Jordan and Israel crossed.
Right.
That'll preach too.
Samuel set up that stone, Ebenezer,
right,
the stone of help. Thus far has God helped us. It was a boundary between Israel and the Philistines. Thus far has God helped us. And I fully agree. We need those boundary stones.
We
need those memorial stones, which is why, you know, I said earlier at the top of the hour about the prayer ministry. That's why I keep those praise reports, because they're like little Ebenezers,
right,
you know, little stones of help. Thus far has God helped us.
Amen. The Hebrew meaning of the word strong, where we are told continually, be courageous and strong. Strong, take hold of it. Don't let go of it. Hang in there and be stubborn. And that's what we have to do as we start this new year. I'm going to play this. I played it last week, but I just need to play it again. By the group Avalon, people need the Lord. Because I believe they do. And maybe you're one of those out there, dear listener. Listen to these words.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go. Living to fear. Laughter hides the silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord.
People need the Lord.
People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? We are called to take His life to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing?
Praise God. People need the Lord. Nan's got a poem that I just gave her right now here in the studio. Nan, would you share that?
Get a microphone here. You don't know what you will do. Believe that Jesus is here for you. You need Him in your life. Accepting Jesus is what you need to do. I will carry you through difficult times. Will you reach out to me this day? It's up to you to make a decision. Look to Jesus and simply say, Jesus, I ask you for forgiveness for all that I have ever done. I accept your gift of salvation. Thanks for this gift of the precious one.
Wow, that's right on. That's an invitation for people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Cindy, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, and we're going to pray that prayer. It's the first Sunday of the brand new year, 2019. If you are not positive tonight that you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you are not sure that when you lay your head on the pillow tonight, if you were not to wake up, would you be in the presence of Almighty God for all eternity? If you're not sure, we're going to ask you to pray this simple prayer, which was an invitation right there given in that poem. And it goes like this. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I invite you, Jesus, to come and live in my heart today.
I invite you, Jesus, to come and live in my heart today.
I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
and want you to be my Lord and Savior.
I want to begin a new, fresh life this moment.
I want to begin a new, fresh life this moment.
I am your child, and you are my Heavenly Father.
I am your child, and you are my Heavenly Father.
Jesus lives in me.
Jesus lives in me.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' amen. Name, this I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Cindy, what do they do if they have just prayed that prayer with you?
Email.
Email.
Let Pastor Jim, Pastor Marcia know.
Right. Pastor Jim at BOHMglobal.com. Send him an email.
Mm-hmm. I believe that you all have resources you can get into their mm-hmm. hands.
Sure.
And I would recommend finding a good local church.
Amen.
Do some research. Find a church that preaches God's word.
Amen.
That stands on God's word, believes God's word. Find a church. Our pastor says every time that there's an invitation and people come and get saved, he said, I want to challenge you that if you will come back here at least once a week, you won't recognize your life in a few months.
That's exactly right.
And it's not because going to church makes God love you more.
No.
It makes you love God more.
That's
it
right.
It brings you closer to God. It gives you fellowship with other Christians. It gives you a chance to learn, to worship. There's something about corporate worship that is extremely powerful.
Yep.
And
amen.
Let the pastors know that you've made the decision so they can get some resources to you, find a good church. And then, there's so many resources available these days. There's YouTube with Christine Kane and Lisa Bevere and Graham Cook and Bill Johnson and just
so much
a myriad of good, strong, dedicated people of God who all have a different niche, if you will, in
sure.
the kingdom that speak to different areas of your life. And so, listen, watch, get some praise music. Get it going in your car.
Cindy, you're right on with all that. Absolutely.
If you can listen to music at work, switch over to some praise music.
Right.
All these things together will help you grow and develop and move into what God has for you.
Thank you for sharing that. And that's right on. We just got a few minutes here before we got to get out of here. Pastor Jim, would you share just some whatever your closing thoughts, final thoughts are? Because we got a few minutes. You don't have to rush it all up in 30 seconds. But,
oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That becomes more and more difficult for me to do.
That's right. Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I think it's
the Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy Spirit, isn't
yeah.
it? Because we believe everything we've said today on this on this show. This is not canned. We don't have a script. We don't know where we're going except for a general idea, and we let the Holy Spirit lead. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, and I just want to tag on to what Cindy was saying. Find yourself a Bible you can read.
Right.
Now,
yes.
me,
yes.
I'm one of those word-for-word translation people like New American Standard, Amplified.
Sure.
Not everybody's like me, and that was a hard pill for me to swallow. some people prefer...
I prefer the Message Bible.
A pastor prefers Message. I like... New American Standard. I like NIV.
NIV, yeah.
The New Living Translation is really an easy-to-read translation
yeah. There's
also.
So many.
I'm loving the Passion Translation.
Passion Translation. That's a newer, that's a brand new almost.
Uh-huh.
Find a Bible, and I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but find one that speaks to you.
Right. In language you can understand.
Right. And that's what I meant by speaking to you, something that you don't.
Not the these and thous and the old Elizabethan. Yes.
Yeah, you see that dirty look. Nan
I know
just
Nan
gave
just
you.
Gave us a dirty look because that she's all about the King James.
And that's fine too. If that's what you like, then I say read it. But again, whatever, just the main point is getting the word. I would suggest starting with John. 21 days, less than a month, at a chapter a day, you can be through John. It's, you know, the Gospel of John is just really good. I mean, for heaven's sakes, don't start in First Chronicles or something silly like that.
Numbers.
Start, you know, start with the Gospel of John.
Yeah.
And
it's great. It's all about Jesus.
You know, because it is. I mean, everything fits together. Fellowship, prayer, praise, the word.
Got to do all of it.
All of that is what will help you to grow as a new believer.
Yes.
I know there was a long time when I lived in Chicago and in between, you know, after I pastored a church, I longed for fellowship. I mean, I would watch broadcasts, I'd read the magazines that would come to me. But it's just not the same. So get in a church, get in fellowship.
Yes.
And, you know, as far as today, it's been all about the word. Everything revolved today
around the word. Yes.
We went off on several, I will say, anointed tangents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it all comes back to the word. And be strong, be courageous, meditate on the word.
Amen.
Get it down deep inside of you so that when you do cross the Jordan, when you do go up against Jericho, then you will have the word
exactly
in your heart. It will be your weapon. It's the sword of the Spirit. You're not going to win a battle without it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And download the Bible app, too.
Oh, yeah. I've got two on mine.
Because you can compare versions very quickly without having to flip pages or anything. You can
you can
go back and forth between all your favorite versions to see the difference. And sometimes a verse will speak so loudly to you in one version that you just like, wow, how did I miss that before?
Right. Cindy, you got about 1 minute. Final thoughts. Thank you, Pastor Jim, for summing all that up. That's excellent. As always, we just love having you all on the show. Cindy?
Be strong and courageous.
Right. There you go.
You know, that's it right there. Use all the tools that are available to you. I think that's what all these last few minutes have been about.
Yes.
You know, use your tools, wear your armor, wield your weapons, and be strong and courageous.
That's right. And don't give up. You know, people need the Lord. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's time for us to be praying for others as we enter this new year. God will lay people on your heart, so go with that and pray for them. And sometimes mm-hmm. he'll open a door for you to say something or invite them to church with you or whatever. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, I just want to say, and I was going to tell you this morning, one of my coworkers, they may have to put her mother in a long-term care facility, oddly enough, on East Bay here in Clearwater, which is down the road, and she knows I live up here. Actually, it's in Largo, but my coworker knows that I live up here, and she asked me, she asked me if I go pray with her mother.
Praise God. There you go. Yes.
I said, you just let me know what's up.
There you go.
And when I need to be there.
And locally, if you are local and you want to know about our ministry, you can text us or call us at 727-888-4171. You can write Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com, me, Pastor at bohmglobal.com, or you can... check out our website, bohmglobal.com. Cindy Henderson from Idaho, a Beaconite, we thank you, and we really appreciate your service.
Always a Beaconite.
Yeah, always a Beaconite is what that's her tagline. Yes, there you go, Cindy. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Megan Kramer. Thank you, Pastor Jim. Thank you, Nan. It's been a great show. What a blessing. What a blessing to every single one of our listeners. We say God has a plan for you. And all you have to do is run to him. This is our song we end up with a lot. Just trust him with your heart and with your life. Because it's not far to Jesus. And God has a plan for you. You may not know it yet. You may not know what it is. But God has a plan for you. God bless you. Have a great new year as we enter this new year. And just know that God's got his hand on you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Nan Watson in the studio, Cindy Henderson in Idaho, Megan Kramer in Michigan. We're all over the place because it's global. God bless you. Have a great week, and we will see you next week at 3 o'clock.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZ